Chapter 3, about bishops and deacons. Faithful is the saying, if a man seeks the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. The bishop, therefore, must be without reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober, orderly, given to hospitality, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not argumentative, not covetous, one who rules his own family well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own family, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a new convert, lest, being puffed up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace or into a snare of the devil. Likewise, deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Let them first be tested. If they are found blameless, then let them serve as deacons. Likewise, their wives must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their families well. For they that have served well as deacons gain to themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things I write to you, hoping to come to you shortly, but if I'm delayed, I write so you may know how you ought to behave in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, and without controversy. Great is the mystery of reverence towards God. He who was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, received up in glory.